Attorney Andrew Janet is one of the plaintiff's attorneys in the class action lawsuit filed by sex abuse survivors against the Archdiocese of Washington. And today, after a hearing in Prince George's County, judge made a decision about this case going forward and the Archdiocese's motion to dismiss this case. What happened and your reaction?
The Archdiocese of Washington's motion to dismiss was denied. The Maryland Child Victims Act was upheld as constitutional. So we were thrilled with the result. We're very happy. We know this isn't the end of the process. We expect appeals by the Archdiocese of Washington, and we expect that ultimately the Maryland Supreme Court will be the final arbiter on these issues. But nonetheless, I think we can still celebrate that the CVA has notched its first victory in the court system, that the courts are recognizing what the General Assembly recognized, which is that for too long, the courthouse doors have been closed to the sexual abuse survivors who have suffered in silence for many years, haven't felt capable of coming forward. And that's a wrong that needed to be rectified. And not just that, but that sexual abuse enablers are just as responsible for what these people are going through as the actual perpetrators. So all of that it's a real vindication for survivors today.
Attorney Andrew Janet, what does this mean for your clients?
It means that we're in a good position. We're ready to fight for their case now that it's been gotten past the motion to dismiss stage. I think that there's reason for optimism now, even though we know that there are more challenges to come as the case almost certainly winds its way through the appellate process.
As we spoke yesterday, what you mentioned and what typically happens in a case like this is the judge hears arguments and then makes a decision later, maybe days, weeks, even months later. But this decision came from the bench. Give me your reaction to that.
Yes, I was surprised by that. But please, I mean, it was it's always great to have a prompt, response from the bench as to in terms of the arguments, and we're glad that that this judge wanted to move things along quickly, and we hope that the appellate courts will help us move things along quickly as well, so that these survivors can finally get to a point of knowing that their claims are protected under Maryland law, and that they can fight for the justice and compensation that they deserve.
And just a technical question, is this case on hold pending the appeals, or can it move forward until an appeal is filed?
It can move forward at this point. There's nothing that has put the case on hold. It's always possible that a court will it's always possible that a motion to stay could be filed and a court may grant that. But at this point, nothing is on hold. We can move forward with discovery.
Attorney Andrew Janet, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it. We'll be in touch.